We know that students who attend school regularly are more likely to graduate from high school. But imagine you are one of Baltimore's young people who wakes up every morning faced with difficult decisions. Will I go to school, or do I have to watch a younger sibling so mom can go to work? Or maybe I have to go to work myself. It's a tough choice. To make this type of decision, a person's brain evaluates reward and likelihood. The reward is simply how much better off will I be if I go to school or do something else. In the extreme case, I might be able to earn $200 selling drugs today. On the other hand, if I go to school, in 8 years I might obtain a college degree, find a good job, and earn $400 a day. The problem with this scenario is that $400 comes so far in the future that the brain perceives it as less than $200. The brain also looks at likelihood, meaning, how likely is it that if I attend school, I will eventually earn $400 a day? Or if I sell drugs, will I get my $200? Like all of us, our young people have memories of their past experiences that influence their decisions. If their experiences are of people selling drugs and making $200, and not of people graduating from high school and landing a middle-class job, they believe the likelihood of getting $200 is high and earning the $400 is low. Why would any of us delay gratification for a reward that will never come? We wouldn't. So often, we tend to blame our young people for not making better choices. But based on the information they have, they are making rational decisions. Our challenge as a city is figuring out how we can turn the decision to go to school into the most rational choice, how we can provide real-time rewards and examples of success that influence the likelihood. This is Sarah Heminger with Thread.